Okay, welcome to today's pre-show, folks. Here we are in Florida, man. Been here since Thursday. It's the 29th of July. And Jackie and I have been getting around seeing the sights. You know, she moved. So we are in up in the Orlando area now. This is where I started my career back in 1970, whatever the fuck it was. And, you know, it is what it is. Orlando is... you know, I let me say this with the greatest of respect. Orlando's always, in my mind, it's always going to be a white spot in the road. It's always just going to be a burg, just a hillbilly burg. I mean, I know they got this, and I know they got that, and I know they got something else. You know, I know they got amusement parks, and they got this shit and that shit. It's always just going to be this sort of town that doesn't quite get it. Now, I don't want to offend anybody, but that's just how I see it, you know. And like I said, I knew it back when it was a real nothing town. I mean, back when I got to Orlando to start my career, there was nothing here, man. I mean, they had Disney World. And they were Mayberry RFD, and they knew it. Now they've got, I don't know, whatever, some notoriety, and I guess they think their shit doesn't stink around here. But, you know, I was personally angered and offended by the treatment I got at Orlando Airport on Thursday, and I'm not going to go into it. If you didn't catch what I was talking about on Facebook, and I don't give a shit what people think about it, you know, I've flown into airports all over this goddamn world. I have flown tens of thousands of air miles. I've been arrested in my life. I've been in jail in my life. Nothing serious. Overnight for drinking, shit like that when I was a young man. By and large, I support the police 8,000%. Always have. But I can't ignore certain realities. And I'm not trying to say that, you know, that I'm special. I don't believe I'm special, but I ain't gonna go into it any more than that. Of your town. I think it's bizarre, man. I think it's fucking bizarre. Bizarre beyond words. Beyond fucking words. That you're a town that relies on tourist dollars. You're a town that relies on the goodwill of the people of America coming to visit you. I think it is fucking bizarre to have motherfucking drug dogs in wherever the fuck they are, either in baggage claim or behind on the ramp someplace as the bags are coming off, to hit on the bags of tourists coming into your town to see if they're bringing any drugs into your town, because you just won't have that shit. I think you've got to pull so far up your motherfucking ass, you can't even talk or swallow. For fear you're going to strangle to death. I mean, what is that about? Let's go down to the airport, and as the people come into our town to visit our town, heavily reliant on tourist dollars, let's fuck with them with drug dogs, and then when they hit on a fucking bag that has no drugs in it at all, because the dog, you know, drug dogs are like any other kind of dog. They want to please their master. They don't know what the fuck they're smelling. And there were other things involved that I won't get into. But I'm going to tell you this right now. This is going to stay with me, man. I was so motherfucking pissed off. And I let the cops know it. And I don't give a flying fuck if they were offended. I really fucking don't, because I'm about up to fucking here with all this shit. And I think, I don't know whether it's the government in Tallahassee, whether it's the city government, I don't know what is going on, or whether the police themselves think that they're doing something real smart, like fucking with tourists. Because what, man? Because you don't want your children to get addicted to marijuana? You got more fucking dope smokers in Orlando than any motherfucking town I've ever been in my life. You got more motherfuckers smoking dope in that town than they got in L.A. I don't know what the fuck drugs they were looking for. In my entire life, I couldn't think of a more stupid fucking thing to do than to have your fucking police go down to the baggage claim where the tourists are coming in from another town to enjoy your town, and have your motherfucking drug dog sniff their bags to make sure that your, I don't know what the fuck it is. Your religious and sweet and wonderful city doesn't get infected with fucking people bringing weed in. You motherfuckers in Orlando got more goddamn drug addicts, more fucking dope smokers, more people with their noses up a fucking bag of coke than any fucking town I've ever been in. First coke I ever snorted in my life was in Orlando. So, it pissed me off. I won't, this will be the only, you know, time I talk about it. I will not go into it any further. But it really fucking hacked me off. Oh, you know, and I, like I said, I got into it with the cops, and you motherfuckers got to have something better to do in that town, don't you? You cops, don't you have something better to do? I'm telling you. So here I am. It's Monday. I'm with my girl. I'm enjoying myself. We have a show for you that we're going to do. We're going to do our commercial, and we're going to get into this shit right now. This is Phil, bitching and pissing and moaning, as he usually does. I love you. Thank you. And good night.